Philippians 2:12.
Let's try that again. Philippians 2:12. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I've often pondered what that means. We know that God's grace is tremendous, and we lean upon it daily, and we count upon it. Without it, we can't have hope, really. Now, whenever reading Scripture, it's important to look at who the author is, who the author was speaking to, what the context was, things of that nature. But given who Paul was speaking to and the context, I think it applies to us. So what does that mean? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Even knowing that God's grace is powerful. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So I don't think any statement there in Philippians being made in the context of you have to do X, Y, and Z to earn your salvation. However, there's somewhere between you can't earn your salvation and you have to work to maintain it. That's where we are, as I understand it. But it's one thing to be saved, it's another thing to stay saved, if you follow me. They're not the same thing. The phrase, the unpardonable sin, is one that gets used now and then. And we wonder about what that is, too, because I did not look that up. It came to mind as I was just getting ready to walk up here. So I would also want to check the context, but my understanding is God can forgive any sin, but I believe the unpardonable sin is apathy. It's disinterest, indifference. And what I mean by that is, at some point, if we're not working out our salvation with fear and trembling, if we're not working at righteousness, if we're not watching what we're doing and trying to do right the next day better than what we did this day, there's a possibility there we could slip into indifference. That's a danger. One illustration came to mind as I was preparing this, and this is from a sermon Dave Hokey gave many years ago. And I like Dave's sermons because we're both nerdy engineers, and the way he presents his message speaks to me. But this is the cattle and farming illustration, so that also speaks to me. I've got kind of country roots. But you can have cattle with good grass in the pasture and water and shade and shelter and safety for them to have calves and so on. But they always want to get right up there to the fence and even reach through the fence to get that grass on the other side. Whatever. They're always checking where the limits are. That's not just cattle, but that was his illustration. And we're kind of like that too. How much can I get away with? What can I do? Where are the limits? Because I want to go right up to them. Sometimes it seems like we do that. And there's a danger in that. Because we really don't know where that limit is. We don't have a fence. All right? The cattle do. There's a clear line. But if we're teasing and we're sticking our foot into the world a little further and a little further, testing the water. It's hard to know how far is too far before we fall in it and can't get back out of it. We had our little family camp up at Whitewater recently, and our brother, Micah Stephen, brought various illustrations, but one that seemed to resonate was people talk about falling into sin. I woke up and next thing I knew I was in sin. I don't know what happened. It just did. Well, it's not exactly like that, but the point he made really was, did we ever talk about falling into righteousness? No. Righteousness is something we need to reach for, work for, strive for. Doesn't mean we're every minute of every day going to be righteous. In the sense that there are times when we sin. And that is why we need God's grace. But it's something that needs to be on our minds so that we don't get so close to that fence that we... Well, like I said, there's no fence. We don't get so close to that edge that we become indifferent and don't even know it. Strive, keep God on your mind. I need to keep God on my mind. In prayer and in His Word so that we don't walk away from the salvation He has given us. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I think that's what that means. Be strong, seek righteousness. Please meditate on these things as we go to God in prayer and come about His table. If you would bow with me, please.